from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Pastor Vince Moy, age 42 at the time of this interview.
I was born on November the 19th, 1971, in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, and I've lived in this region pretty much all my life. I was one of eight children, so it was hard-pressed for my parents to keep track of eight children, but miraculously they did it. My parents did a good job of exposing me to alternatives outside of my everyday life and what I saw. So I've always had these aspirations to improve my life and have my life make a difference or have my life be meaningful and be helpful to others. My connection to this neighborhood began in 2007. I was inspired to come to the community to help provide children and families with hope through a church that I began called the Pneuma Center Church. The church is located at 704 Sherwood Avenue, and we've been there since that time. We've celebrated now 8 years of endeavoring to provide the families of the community and the children with hope through various programs that support children and families, such as the food bank distribution, after-school programming, activities for the children, in addition to being a church. You have to nurture that gift and nurture those dreams. And you do that by having a good mentor. You do that by having good people around you who want to steer you in the right direction. There was a glimpse of those goals when I was very, very young. And as I got older, I learned the skills to make those dreams and those goals and objectives come true. So I did have them. And do I still have goals these days? They tie into those goals as I was a kid. And the goal is continuous improvement. Personally, and then also, I want to make a greater impact on the communities in which we live. I knew I wanted to help children and help families and didn't know that I would be doing that through the banking arena or through the church arena, but the whole goal was to help people better their lives. The goal that I set as a child was to go to college, to have a professional job. And then I put a plan together to achieve that goal. Goals are a must. If you're ever going to be a person of achievement, you're going to need to have goals. But moreover, you're going to need to have a plan to achieve that goal, because any dream or vision without a plan is just a wish. You don't have to settle for what you see or the environment that you lived in, or even as myself, I didn't have to prescribe and adopt some of the ways of thinking of the family I was born into. And even though my family encouraged me to always aspire to do different and better, just because I was born in it didn't mean I had to be it. And so they always encouraged me to aspire and endeavor to do more. And so that wasn't done by me alone. I had a whole host of people who were around me who encouraged me to do better, be better, play to my better hopes in life. And so I had mentors. I had teachers. I played to my strengths. Then I had a grandmother who prayed for me, and she spoke things into my life and told me what I could be. I'll share with you a quick story. She says, "Grandson, what do you want to be when you grow up?" And I say, "Grandmother, I want to be a doctor." She says, "You can do that." And she says, "And what else you want to be?" I said, "I want to be a teacher." She said, "You can be that too." I says, "I want to be a lawyer." She says, "You can be that." She says, "And what else do you want to be?" And I says, "Well, I want to be a TV news anchor man." She says, "And you can do that." And she turned to me and she says, "Grandson, I want you to know you can do all of those things. Don't let nothing stop you." And so it's people like that that have impacted my life. I have a goal of establishing a community service center, a recreational center for the community, outlets so that the children can play in safe places, be creative, use their minds, and develop as a person. If you want to learn how to be the best, you got to learn from the best. So you got to go out and find examples that will inspire you and give you hope and that will, in a sense, motivate you never to give up, hang in there, and look at their examples. It's never going to be easy. You and I are always going to face resistance, challenges, naysayers, folk who oppose you, but you got to look at each opposition as opportunity and keep on going and don't allow none of the drama in life to stop you from achieving your goal.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewer Sean Beasley and Samuel Jaray. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.